Hey, real quick, before we start the podcast episode, I want you guys to check out our new YouTube channel for PT Biz. We are putting out a weekly video on the most common questions that we get, and we are breaking those down in a way that's more engaging, where you can learn better and really focus on one thing at a time. So if you're interested in really learning more skills to upgrade your cash and hybrid practice, head over to YouTube, subscribe to the PT Biz channel, and check out the weekly videos that we're coming out with to help you win in the cash practice game. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today we've got a short one for you on a Thursday. I'd like to share a little nugget, something that I'm thinking about, something that I'm working on. And in this case, it's something that I watched actually just the other day with my wife. So we watched a new show called The Reluctant Traveler. It's Eugene Levy, the guy from Schitt's Creek and Best in Show and a bunch of other movies, funny comedian, and apparently he hates to travel. So the show is basically, the tagline is, imagine Anthony Bourdain, but he's scared of everything. And, that's kind of Eugene Levy. So it's pretty funny. And the first episode we watched was, in Finland, and I've never been to Finland. I've actually only met a couple people that are Finnish. But what I thought was fascinating about it was, first of all, it looks incredible. He was there in the winter and just looks like a really pretty country. I'm sure that it is. I'd love to see it one day. But the one thing that I took away from all of it was this idea of the Finnish concept of sisu. So it's S-I-S-U and is how it's spelled. And I did some digging on this after they brought this up in this show a few times. It was like the main theme of the show was basically Eugene Levy finding his sisu, which is essentially internal strength and fortitude to persevere over things both small and large. And this is a core concept in the Finnish culture. And what I thought was interesting about this was, you know, Finland has been ranked as the happiest country in the world 5 years in a row now, as of 2022. I guess I don't even know how they pulled its data. And they send out surveys, I guess. But what's interesting, the U.S. is actually number 16, and Finland's number one. And I don't know all the context around like what drives that or doesn't. I mean, happiness is a very subjective thing in a lot of ways, but the concept of sisu that they have, which is really interesting, is, it's a cultural thing. It's a national thing. It's just the word they all use with each other to really like keep as a core concept of overcoming challenges and difficult things. And again, it's not like just big things. It's little things too. And just like having perseverance and being mentally tough and sticking to things and seeing things through, you know, not letting your fear stop you from doing things. That's the whole concept of the idea of sisu. And I think what I took away from it was, what's interesting is for most of us, what we have to do is actually go out and try to find difficult things. We can live lives that are very comfortable, that are very limited and insulated from challenges. And it's interesting because people that have gone through challenging things, they try to move away from those. I've seen this like with my grandparents that went through the Great Depression, or my grandfather that, you know, fought in World War II and in Korea. And like, he hated war. He hated the idea of the U.S. ever going back to war because he lived it. And he knows just how terrible, you know, it is. And he didn't want any of his, you know, family going into the military. Ironically, we kind of all did. But he didn't like search for things like that. He actively avoided things like that because he knew what it was really like, right? So he didn't need to try to find challenge. Like, he had lived some really challenging things. Even if, you know, with he and my grandmother, that they lived through the Great Depression, they were so set on not having like saving money. Like they would never wanted to be in a place where they didn't know if they were going to get, you know, food, you know, that day or that week or whatever it was. And they lived through some really challenging things that we haven't. So we don't have the same perspective that they do. And for us, it's easy to be complacent and take how, I guess, plentiful our lives are and how much we have access to and how much higher our quality of life is. But at the same time, like, we don't have perspective on those things because we haven't actually had to test ourselves in a way to then have perspective in regards to how good our life is. I mean, it's as simple as like the concept of being and sleeping somewhere uncomfortable. You could go camping. You know, for me, I remember when I went to my basic training, I remember coming back the first week that we spent out in the field. It wasn't even like we were in these like massive tents on cots. This is in September in San Antonio. It was hot as shit. Like, it was so hot. Porta potties that were out there were like 130 degrees on the inside. And I mean, this is like not necessarily the most challenging thing in the world. Like, there's plenty of things that are harder, but I remember just being so uncomfortable for that week, and tired. And when I got back, I remember my bed, it just like, I never felt like a bed was ever quite as comfortable as that first night of sleep that I had after I got back from sweating all over myself on a cot for, you know, however long we're out there. And I appreciated it more. You know, the first meal I had tasted amazing. That wasn't just an MRE that we had out, you know, in the training area. So like, it's perspective. The same thing can happen if, you know, you go camping. It can be taking certain things out of your life or trying things that are challenging or uncomfortable and having the perspective of being able to persevere through those things, but also have an appreciation for the things that we do have that are comfortable. We don't realize that they are. We forget that they are because we never see the other side, which would be discomfort. So the idea of sisu that they talk about, I just really like that a lot. I like the idea of just sort of like a national mental toughness word. You know, it's like their word for perseverance is just like sisu. They could probably just say that to one another, or like they're thinking that all the time. You know, am I doing a good job of sisu with this, or am I not? And what I also thought was interesting about many of us having to seek these challenges out, it doesn't have to be a physical thing, by the way. It could be like mentally a difficult thing. And in entrepreneurship, one of the things that happens to us is we don't have to go search for challenges. They're there every day. You know, you want to go, you know, teach a workshop in front of however many people and you get anxiety with public speaking. Great opportunity to work on it, right? It's like you're developing your sisu by doing so. You have to have a challenging conversation with an employee that's not doing the right things or not following your core values. You have to maintain emotional control. You have to have that conversation and you have to make sure that person starts to make changes. Otherwise, you have to get rid of them and they can't be a part of your company. That's hard. You have to understand, okay, well, what do I do with their schedule? What are the state laws that I have with these things? How do I handle this? Is it a mistake? Can I train this person better? What am I not doing right? Like, there's so many things that get thrown at us that make you realize just how much shit you need to work on and how uncomfortable it is. Like, there's nothing fun about having a direct conversation with somebody about what they need to improve and why, and then like not avoiding that. Most people just avoid these types of interactions because they are uncomfortable. Yet we have to do them all the time. You know, getting better at skills. You aren't any good at selling. You don't know how to sell. You're a great clinician. Man, there's discomfort with that. You get anxiety when you talk about money with people and visits. You building that skill set, what happens is you're challenging yourself. You're improving yourself in a difficult situation and you're making yourself better. And that blends or it bleeds into other parts of your life when you're talking to people about lots of things that might be uncomfortable. You have this callus you've developed in your own business that you can carry over into other areas. It's been tremendous for me. Just that one area alone of forcing myself to get better at having conversations with many things that would normally just make me very uncomfortable, I feel much more comfortable with, and I feel more calm with, and it affects me in a really positive way outside of my business, just day-to-day interactions. It could be at a school, it could be a sporting event, it could be anything. It's just an inner confidence that develops from having gone through challenges. And that's what I think they mean by this concept of Sisu. And I just thought it was really fascinating. And I love, you know, kind of hearing what other cultures value, you know, and digging into that a little bit more. So anyway, I want to share that with you. If you're interested, I thought the show was pretty good. It's pretty funny. Gene Levy's pretty funny. Ben, Finland looks awesome. I love the idea of Sisu. Hopefully you can apply this to the next difficult thing that you're doing, and you can be like, damn, what would like a wise, you know, old Finnish reindeer herder whisper in my ear right now if I was being a little baby about not wanting to do something? They'd probably just be like, are you working on your Sisu? So think about that next time that you are balking at doing something and you know you need to. Is just this idea, just this one word, and maybe write it down. Just think about it and go forward and do that challenging thing, and it'll be better for you in the long run if you do. Hey, Peach Entrepreneurs, we have big, exciting news, a new program that we just came out with that is our PT Biz part-time to full-time five-day challenge. Over the course of 5 days, we get you crystal clear on exactly how much money you need to replace by getting you ultra clear on how much you're actually spending. We get you crystal clear on the number of people you're going to see and the average visit rate you're going to need to have in order to replace your income to be able to go full time. We go through three different strategies that you can take to go from part time to full time. You can pick the one that's the best for you based on your current situation. Then we share with you the sales and marketing systems that we use within our mastermind that you need to have as well if you want to go full time in your own practice. And then finally, we help you create a one-page business plan. That's right, not these 15-day business plans. You want to take the Small Business Association, a one-day business plan that's going to help you get very clear on exactly what you need to do and when you're going to do it to take action. If you're interested in signing up for this challenge, it's totally free. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge. Get signed up there. Please enjoy. We put a lot of energy into this. It's totally free. It's something I think is going to help you tremendously as long as you're willing to do the work. If you're doing the work, you're getting information put down and getting yourself ready to take action in a very organized way, you will have success, which is what we want. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com/challenge and get signed up today. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT Entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT Entrepreneur, and we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.